time is now. Campo, New York City, Sydney, Tokyo, Zurich, Moscow, Chicago, all time is now. Yes, all time is now. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. All time is now. When we say all time is now, what are we trying to impress upon ourselves? We're trying to say that Campo has one time, New York City has another time, Sydney has another time, Tokyo has another time, Zurich has another time, Moscow has another time, and Chicago has yet another time. And all these times are taking place at the same time. It seems totally irrational, irresponsible, totally outrageous, and yet it is so, because that's just the way it is. Now, do you have the mental capacity to encompass that concept? Do you have the mental capacity to encompass the concept that all time is now? And the answer is, yes, of course, because you can do that. You can call Chicago and you can say, what time is it there now? And you can call in Sydney, Australia, and you can say, my goodness, how is it down under there? And you can call Tokyo, virtually the same time, you can say, how are things going over in Tokyo? And you can talk to the Muscovites and say, how's things in Moscow? And in Zurich, you can say to the Swiss people, my goodness sakes, what's going on there? Are you having snowstorms or is it now getting spring? And in Chicago, what's going on in the Windy City? What time is it there now? And all these times are different. And you're talking to people on the phone or on the internet or whatever system you want to use, and you're talking to them at the same moment, and yet their time is absolutely different. And have you ever given credit to the idea that time is such a thing? That time is all time is now, every moment. Now, if all the present time is now, and yet it's not present because it's hours different in all these different locations, if we can say that, what about the time back in ancient archaeological times? What about the creation of the world? What about the Big Bang? What about the time that happened? And that all happened right now. That all happened in this instant. And what about years to come? What about centuries to come? What about millennia to come? And what will happen there? Oh, we say the earth may be different and things may be different. And what, well, is it maybe or is it are? Can we live in the future? Can we live in the past? Can we live in the present? Can we live in the now? Well, to be perfectly honest with you, the only time any of us can ever live is in the now. We may exist in the appearance of archaeological times, we may exist in the appearance of futuristic times, we may exist in the appearance of the now time, and truly, the now is the only time there is. It's not a matter of what are we going to do about it. It's not a matter of how can we conceive of it, and it's irrational, it's irresponsible. How can we think that? How can we say those thoughts? How can we act in that way? Well, that's the way it is. Are you going to tell me that you could talk to somebody in Sydney, Australia, from Campo, California, and have them be on the same moment of time that you're in? Well, yes, they are, because we're talking together at the same moment, and they have on their clock a different time than I have on mine. And what about time travel? Can you go back in time? Can you go back into the 19th century, the 10th century, the 1st century? Can you go zip it around in the world like that? And yes, you can. We have taught ourselves we cannot, and so we do not probe it. And those people who probe it, we think are idiots and absolutely outrageous, and we don't want anything to do with them. Now, what about you and me? Can we travel in time? Most certainly, and we do. If you are, even with your eyes open, and you're thinking about prehistoric times, and you're thinking about the prehistoric animals, you're thinking about the prehistoric man, and you're thinking about all these things, and you're there. You're there as much as you are here. But you will not allow yourself that confidence. You feel insecure in being there and being here at the same time. Oh, my goodness, won't my golden cord get lost? Won't I get misplaced? Won't I end up staying there and not being here and doing that? Well, if that's your choice, we can be anywhere, anytime, anyhow we'd like. It doesn't matter. The world is our oyster. The world, life is our oyster. The time is our oyster. And what does it mean to be our oyster? It's our choice. It's our experience. Now, what do you want to be? You want to be living in prehistoric time? You want to be living in the now time in prehistoric times? You want to be living in futuristic times? Oh, that sounds fun. You want to be living in a time of turmoil or a time of peace? You want to be living in a time of universal allness? You want to be living in a time of universal abundance? Oh, yes, those times are and do exist right now. Just as we could call Tokyo, just as we could call Moscow, just as we could talk to the Chicagoites. We can talk to all people, any place, any time, right now. And they are in our time zone, and we are in their time zone, and there is no time zone. Oh, Herb, you are crazy. The time zone does exist. Those things do exist. They only exist in consciousness. They are not reality. Because now is the only reality that there is. Now is the only time that there is. All time is now. Would you like to think of anything? You're there. Would you like to not think of anything? It's not there. You're not there, and it's not there, and it does not exist. It exists only the moment you put your thought on it. And you say, well, that can't be true. That can't be true. Well, it is for you. Your universe is only what you think about. For you, your universe is only where your thought is in the now. For you. Now, does anything else matter than you? Well, of course, everything matters. No, it doesn't. If you are a good caretaker of your thoughts, if you are a good creator of your universe, of your world, of who you are and what you are, then the now in which you live is a very glorious now. The now in which you live is a very spectacular now. It's a now that goes beyond all scope. It goes beyond all concepts that might ever exist, because it is a now. It seems to boggle the mind, it seems to shake our boat a little bit, but it doesn't really matter. That which is, is. Nothing is new under the sun. There is no new creation. They already exist. Now, is it already revealed in your life and mine? Or is it about to be revealed in your life and mine? Can we reveal something that is? Yes. Can we reveal something that is not? No. We can only reveal that which is. And when we reveal that which is, then that which is our now. And whatever we experience in our now, we have purposefully revealed to ourself out of the allness, and it becomes a present isness or nowness for us. Now you say, my goodness sakes, those words sound kind of strange, kind of odd. Yes, they do, don't they? They sound very unusual because we have not given them the power of our attention. Oh, we've experienced them. We experience them all the time. But we do not know that we experience them when we experience them, because we are experiencing them, and it is so natural to experience them when we experience them, even though we don't realize we're experiencing them, that we are experiencing something strange and wonderful. If I say to you, oh, let's take this x-ray and look inside of this condition here. Let's take this this little tiny camera, and let it go traveling through the bloodstream, and let's see what is going on in there. And the camera is sending back the pictures to a scope, to a monitor that others can see, and they can see what's going on in there. Unbelievable. My goodness. Disneyland had a wonderful projection on that a while back. They allowed you to go inside of the human body, and you went inside of the vessels of the human body, inside of the bloodstream, inside of the stomach, and inside of all areas. And it was quite a hilarious activity, my goodness sakes, but yet it was very true. And just as they conceived it at that time, today scientists are not reconceiving it, but are revealing it as a reality. So early ago, they had brought that forth in consciousness, and now they're bringing it forth as a revealed idea in a physical world that we know, that you know, and the I know. And it's very exciting, very wonderful, very magnificent, but it only confirms one lovely thought, that all time is now. Every place in the universe is here. All is where I am. And whenever I take my thought, my mind, my concepts, and turn them on to anything, that thing is revealed to me as a reality, an existence. But it's not only an existence, it's an existence that takes place right now, right where I am, right here, in the now. And it seems so improbable and impossible, because we have given time and space to things, and science is trying to take that concept away and say, there is no time, there is no space, all is one. Believe it if you like, and excite yourself with it if you like, and realize the possibilities are limitless if you like. And the moment you allow yourself to do that, the moment you allow yourself to believe it, to enjoy it, to like it, then you'll have it. All time is now. And when you're aware that all time is now, when you reveal it to yourself, then you'll say to yourself, wow, isn't that exciting? Isn't that marvelous? Isn't that something just so super, so wonderful, that all time is now? And that all time is for me to experience in every glorious moment of my life. And I do it now, right now. Oh, I surely do. Have a wonderful world, a wonderful life, a wonderful now, and enjoy it with me right now. I love you. I love you. I love you. Now.